Before we begin this episode, I want to give a huge shout out to all of our patrons over on patreon.com/bitterbrownfems. The link is in the description. If you want to help this podcast continue, you can donate anywhere between like one and 30 bucks, and you get dope prizes like extra episodes, shout outs, video episodes. So go check us out on patreon.com/bitterandbrownfems. The link is in the description. And I want to give a special shout out to our BFFs, who are Christian G, Evelyn B, and Cassandra T. Y'all have been like fierce supporters for a while, and I'll send y'all so much love. And again, if you want to help this podcast continue, go to the link in the description. All right, and let's start the show. Let's do it live, Cassandra.
Yes, hello. Welcome to another episode of Bitter Brown Femmes. This is Cassandra coming to you from El Paso.
Hola, hola, I'm Ruben, coming to you from Portland, Oregon. And this week's recession indicator is the fact
Is
that,
that the
go
rapture
for it.
didn't happen?
Okay, damn.
Because it came and went. We are still here.
Unless,
Are we in hell?
I mean, that's too
Possibly
real.
since 2020, probably actually.
Yeah.
But another recession indicator. Go ahead, Ruben.
Is that Hollywood is bidding on an AI actress, Tilly Norwood, who basically looks like this little teenage white girl, and they're basically looking to her as like a replacement for actors. So how you have all these billions of dollars but can't afford like a real actress? Like, wake it up, bitches. Like, y'all just don't want to pay people because you're cheap asses. So if Hollywood itself can't afford to pay people, like, despite supposedly having like outstanding, like, profits, who the fuck can afford a can of beans anymore? But yes, reject AI on all levels. Don't even let that shit take notes for you unless you absolutely need it, like, abilities or whatever. Like, reject AI because it's gonna come for your job one day or another. So yeah. Oh yeah, reminds
Two
me
things on
too.
that. Oh, go ahead.
That fuck ass, the owner of Facebook, who's like Android ass face, Mark Zuckerberg, is went on like a little podcast show talking about like, oh yeah, we might spend billions of dollars trying to make AI work, and if it doesn't work, well, it's just money. Bitch, this motherfucker gets like billions of dollars in tax cuts. How about we stop wasting our time like building all these like AI processing centers, which, by the way, the latest one is set to be the size of I think it was like Manhattan, being built in the Midwest, which is affecting different types of communities that are underserved. Like, instead of like letting this motherfucker like test out AI and wasting billions of dollars, how about we just like tax that motherfucker and put that money back into social services. And maybe we won't be having recession indicators once people are taken care of for real.
Yes, I wanted to add one thing to this AI teen girl, Tilly Norwood, you said. It's also very interesting. AI aside, it's well, not AI aside. It's part of the conversation of it's being a teen girl specifically, because it's like, what are you? I wonder why. What are you going to use her for? What scenes and
Yeah.
It's just like this controlling, like just kind of, it's disturbing, really. And then bringing up your second point of like data centers that are happening and how like they're popping out everywhere and are being just normalized in our communities. Like I know here in El Paso, we're in Santa Teresa, New Mexico, which is like outside of El Paso. They agreed to go forward with these plans to build a data center, and it's like these data centers are just like a strain on the environment. They use up this and Santa Teresa, they don't even have clean water. Like, this community has been fighting for access to clean water, and it's like now that water is going to be used for this data center for you all to make shitty Polaroid AI pictures online, really, and ask a bunch of questions that you. It's just like more. It's infuriating. Like the pe like how quickly people have just turned to AI, right? Like I just feel like over these last few months, year, it's just like skyrocketed. And there's no, I don't know. I'm like, are people aware of like the damage that these data centers and AI in general like causes? And it's like, do people are aware and they don't care? And I honestly feel like some people might not just be aware, right? To them, it's like, I'm just Googling this thing and, you know. But yeah, I just fuck AI.
People
What
don't
happened to
care.
thinking? What happened to
Girl, what
thinking?
happened to thinking? Let's wake that up.
What's funny to me is people doing these like AI Polaroid photos of themselves or any type of AI picture and then it accepting comments. What do you mean? Like, what are you talking about? This isn't even
Accepting
you, bitch.
comments.
Like, oh, you're so pretty. This isn't even you. This isn't even real. So
Ooh.
what's the point of having this AI photo? It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Oh,
Wild, wild
God.
times out here. Also, I wanted to say that I'm trying to not say the word like. I'm trying really hard, y'all.
Oh.
I'm trying. 'Cause I realize I do say that word a lot and it's hard. It's hard, but I'm trying. So please bear with us.
And I'm trying to say the word more. So you can suck it,
Okay.
commenters. But
Last week
yeah.
on Thursday, Friday, Asada Shakur passed. I saw the news Thursday night, but it wasn't confirmed, and I think it was confirmed Friday morning. Regardless, Asada Shakur has passed due to just I think her general health and her age. So that was a devastating loss. If you haven't read Asada's autobiography, I encourage you to. There's like a free PDF file if you Google it online. If not, we can definitely share it with you all. And just like, yeah, it's like, it's devastating.
Yeah, she was a freedom fighter who really, went through everything you could possibly go through as a freedom fighter. She was framed for murdering a police officer, and even though forensics have multiple times absolved her of that crime, the US still wanted her imprisoned. And knowing that she would be used as a political prisoner to harm the movement, she instead chose to live in exile in Cuba, who gave her protection and was labeled a terrorist by multiple presidency. And it was in actually during Obama's time as president that he doubled the prize money for turning her in to something like 2 million for her. Mind you, this was decades after her alleged crime, which shows you that not only like the power of a freedom fighter like her existing even as a symbol, but also shows you that like the supposed like the most supposed progressive president we've had, Obama, still was threatened by Asada, by actual liberatory fighters, because he knew ultimately like he was like a snake salesman, snake oil salesman, right? Like he was selling false hope, because ultimately we still live under capitalism, and the brand of neoliberalism that he was selling, that facade, falls away when somebody like Asada exists and is still being revered as like an actual a beacon of what her future could be.
Yes,
So rest in
and
power, Asada.
what's this guy's name? Sorry,
Before
the
I forget, and fuck all you bitches who were like, oh, like, how dare you interrupt, like, Kamala Harris, blah, blah, during her speaking tour, blah, blah, but then want to post like Assata Shakur, like, memes and like quotes and shit. Like, shut the fuck up, girl. Like, you can't even, like, in case you don't know, Kamala Harris has published a book. And it's about how she lost the presidency or whatever, and she blames folks who were protesting for Gaza and to end the genocide. And she said, in one of her little book tour stops, people were yelling at her like, you how do you feel that your legacy is genocide? And she was like, I'm not in power. Go scream about the people who are in power. All like. Actively trying to gaslight people into forgetting that, like, bitch, she was in power when, like, the latest round of this genocide began. When October 7th happened and, like, Israel went, like, ape shit on Palestinians more than usual, she was in power. She could have done something. She chose not to. We are in this position. Time and time again, poll after poll has come out that one of the things that kept, like, liberal voters away from the ballot box this time around, because again, she's not like it's not like anybody was converted to Trump. She just lost like 15 million voters, period, who chose to stay home instead of voting. What the reason she lost all these people was primarily because of Palestine. So like because she wouldn't condemn Israel or do anything to stop it. So how is like a party supposed to like feel confident that this person can lead when they can't even like stop something like a war that we're actively funding with our tax dollars? So fuck all y'all that wanna act revolutionary and like all of a sudden say rest in peace Asada, but we're out here condemning people for protesting Kamala Harris. Like, go to hell.
Yeah, there's a few things on that. One is touching your point, I think, because liberals have been doing this, right? Like the quoting Assata Shakur, mourning Assata Shakur, and then in the next breath,
Oh, they love being.
defending Harris and
Yeah.
Obama, and it's like in real time. I've seen so many tweets of her of Assata's words and ideas and life just being watered down, like MLK. Or like other
Yeah.
revolutionaries before her, where it's like, I think someone had referred to her as an anti-racist activist, and I'm like, girl, what? And people were like rightfully calling these it was like an org that said, I don't know who it was, but it's like,
Yeah.
let's call things what they are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This watered down, like it was just wild to see it happening on that day that she died, like in
Yeah.
real time, like this was happening. But also I wanted to point out, or I wanted to talk about a little about what's his name? The FBI director Kash Patel, who he tweeted like Asada didn't fight for justice. She murdered New Jersey State Trooper Werner Forster in cold blood, then fled to Cuba, blah blah blah, mourning her, spitting on the badge and the blood of every cop who gave their life in service. And I'm like, okay, good. I also hate, like, I get it where people are like in the comments. I saw a lot of comments like, why are people mourning her? She's a cop killer, blah blah blah. And people are like, no, like, that's not true. And I'm like, I'm not, even if she was, I'm sorry, even if she was, I would still be defending Asada because. Let's be fucking for real. Like it does not matter to me if she did it. She didn't do it in self-defense. And in any, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck, quite frankly. So yes, I will still be mourning Asada, even if, especially if it means spitting on whatever you said, like on the blood or cops or whatever the fuck, spitting on the badge and blood of every cop. Love it. Anyway, yeah, the same people who are like, mourn Charlie Kirk. Like, where there's like no quotes by him that can be like
Ever
made, or
used?
it has to be like, you have to know the full context and blah, blah, blah. It's like with Asada, there's so many beautiful things that she said from like her autobiography to the poems that she wrote, or just like what she would say in videos, right? And it's whatever. There shouldn't even be a fucking comparison between Asada
No.
and Charlie, obviously, but. Just wanted to throw that out there.
Girl, we should do a thing where we start like going to Starbucks and being like, you have to write Assata Shakur on my coffee, like these idiots doing with Charlie
Oh
Kirk
my
and
gosh,
we're
no. It's
terrorizing these
like,
poor humans just trying to do the goddamn job.
I know. I I was thinking, are there any updates? Are there any new updates on Charlie Kirk?
He's
And
still
the only
dead.
update is he's still dead. And the only other update is that people are still harassing Starbucks employees for their little
Yeah,
fucking
in case you
drink
don't,
orders.
yeah, in case you don't know, these like brain fried conservatives are going to Starbucks, which, the boycott girl. But
That's why I'm confused about that. And there's a new term. There's a new term called that I saw that I had to like sit in with a minute, sit with for a minute, is the woke right is a new term
oh
now.
God.
And I'm in it. It's supposed to be
Nothing means
like
anything anymore.
words don't mean anything at all. But
But yeah, they're
anyway.
going up to Starbucks and ordering like some bullshit drink that Charlie Kirk liked, and making them write Charlie Kirk and call it out, like say his name
They
type of
have to call
shit.
it. And what's so corny, because I saw one video, I think it was yesterday, and the girl had asked or said the name was Charlie Kirk, and they wrote it on the cup, gave her dumb drink, took it to her, and then she was upset that they didn't call it out.
Yeah.
She wanted them to like say this name out loud. And so she's just fighting with the barista about why you didn't shout the name, and then, like harassing this barista, like just a mess. I don't even, it's just so corny. There's nothing else to say other than like just loser shit. I can't imagine. I cannot. Conservatives
Yeah.
are, it's, yeah, that's what their relationship with Starbucks is also strange to me. I'm like, do you like Starbucks? Do you hate Starbucks? I thought they were attacking Christmas and they
Yeah,
were
I thought
too
they were
woke for
talking.
you, but
Yeah, I thought
then
there were a little too many they
go and
thems.
harass them and like what's going
Girl,
on?
isn't there like a right-wing coffee shop somewhere? Fuck.
It's Starbucks. It's
I mean, yeah,
Starbucks,
real though.
I can't.
But yeah, I guess. Even though Starbucks is not on the BDS list anymore, like they still ain't getting my money.
No, for sure. 'Cause yeah, we talked about this.
Oh yeah,
It's they're just
it's not BDS, it was the anti-union stuff. Oh yeah, they're
Yeah,
closing
but
down like 100 plus of their stores, and that all happened to be the ones that are unionized, by the way. That was recently announced. Oh, fuck them
So
for
fuck
like.
Starbucks. And when we say fuck Starbucks, we're always like obviously I'm not talking about the people that work there, 'cause
Or
people are
the
like,
pumpkin spice latte,
well, fuck
like,
Starbucks. I'm like, okay, but that doesn't mean the people that work there have, you know what I mean? That's why I was like, stop harassing Starbucks employees, okay?
yeah.
Like, leave them the fuck alone.
See,
They are working minimum
that's
wage
like,
fucking jobs.
yeah, harassing Starbucks employees is like such jobless behavior. Like, you can be fully employed 40 hours a week, blah blah. But if you're harassing Starbucks employees to go fucking call out, your favorite podcaster, like. That's some jobless behavior, girl. Go write an email for real.
Get a cup and write Charlie Kirk's name on it yourself
Girl,
and call
and
it out
scream
yourself. I
it.
don't know,
Yeah, look
like
how stupid
what?
you look. Yeah, go scream it in the parking lot.
A mess. What
Ugh.
else?
I mean,
Last week also, there's like just so much that has happened. There was I guess a shooting. I guess we're calling it a shooting at an ICE detention facility in Dallas. And of course, immediately right wing or Republican politicians obviously started saying that the shooter was a leftist and was attacking ICE agents because of the rhetoric that we're seeing, anti-ICE rhetoric, I guess, right?
anti-ICE rhetoric. First of all, damn, that's telling you're not a real leftist. Because supposedly the shooter who shot the people who ended up shooting the detainees, after all, not actual ICE agents, it somehow engraved his bullets with the words anti-ICE. Who the fuck? If you're like down with
It's just one bullet that says anti-I.
like nobody who's like in the movement or even like, I mean, you have to be so against ICE, I guess, or we don't even fully know this dude's motives, right? He ended up killing detainees, but He wrote Anti-Ice in the Bullets. If you're like against ice, you say fuck ice. Like, that's basically the only acceptable slogan other than abolish ice, I guess is like the more PC term. But if you're
Fuck
killing
ice or abolish
people,
ice.
yeah, but if you're killing people, I don't think you're too concerned with like the formality. You know what I mean? Like, so this is again under the Cash Patel, whose real name, by the way, is Cash App, like Cash App. But he chose, you know, even though he's anti-trans, he chose a name that aligns with his gender identity or his, you know, whatever, the way he chooses to identify. His real name is Cash App. So, like Cash App, where, you know, us people of color do cash exchanges. Under him, it seems that people keep writing their political beliefs in the fucking bullets. But that's like how cartoonish this administration is that like this absolutely unqualified, honestly, like, and I mean this prerogatory in the derogatory way, like DEI hire of a man who is a director of the FBI, things that like folks are gonna fall for, like, oh yeah, we know the full modus because they wrote it in the fucking bullet shells. Like, that is insane. Like, that is something like you have to think that you're following is so stupid
And they
that they're
are,
gonna
and
believe.
they are.
I mean, no sé si se, I don't know if they si se hacen, like si son o se hacen, like if they are or they pretend to because they're so deep in the shit that now that they have to pretend that they are ignorant to things because they're so deep in it that like they'd rather be act stupid than admit they were wrong.
And yes, I wanted it because I just wanted to. I've been trying to follow up with the story because I had, that day I was like, I don't give a fuck about these ICE agents or their safety if and nothing. Like, my attention or sympathy, empathy is with the people, the migrants who got shot at, right? Because within they were just not shocking, but the three migrants that were shot, one of them, so there was three people, three migrants that were shot, only one of them died. The other two, I'm assuming, are still in the hospital in critical condition. And it's why it's again not surprising, but still, we have a shooting at an ICE detention facility where three migrants got shot, one died, and nothing has been reported really about them. It's all been about ICE and their safety. And now there's like more security at this detention facility, and all these politicians being like, I stand with ICE, I stand with ICE, and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, of course, no one cares about the actual migrants that were shot and killed. So I just wanted to say that I do have their names here, two of them. So Bordones, oh no, sorry. Jose Andres Bordones Molina is one of them. He is from Mexico. Norlan Guzmán Fuentes is from Venezuela. And then García Hernández is all, sorry. Miguel Ángel García Hernández is also from Mexico. So they're not really reporting with who died and who's in the hospital. These are just their names. So one of them did sadly pass away, and the other two are, I'm assuming, in critical condition. But what I mean is, like, there's not a lot of information about them because everyone was just, and I feel like no one has even really brought it up again. Like, this story kind of just, to me, was forgotten about already. I thought it would have been a bigger story or like been pushed more, but so far right now it happened, and then the next day I feel like no one really cared about it anymore.
A part of it, I think, is, you know, they shot detainees, A, and then another one is that, like, the motive is probably either not clear or not convenient to the powers that be.
Convenient for sure. And then yesterday there was another shooting at a Mormon church. Also, like an Iraq veteran with American flags in the back of his truck who crashed into the church, started shooting people, and set it on fire. And somehow I feel like they're gonna blame that on the left as well, because that's like the new, that's the new thing to do, you know?
Why would they blame that shooting on the leftists again?
Just because it's another I feel like, let me see. The Mormon Church.
But along with,
They're not gonna, if they don't blame it on the left, they're just gonna ignore it. That's what I mean. Like, they're either gonna find a way to blame it on the left. Obviously, this isn't like a leftist thing, but that's just the new thing that they're doing now, blaming everything on the left. But if they don't, then they're just gonna sweep it under the rug and say he had mental health issues or whatever the fuck.
yeah, I mean, that's ridiculous. But related to ICE, over the weekend, Trump sent the National Guard to Portland, Oregon, supposedly because the anti-ICE protests were getting out of hand or have become mayhem. He's had his eye on Portland since he fucking, since he fucking started. His administration, threatening the funding of, not only Portland, Oregon, but actually the state of Oregon, and also like the public colleges and shit like that, putting some of them on like a hit list of like schools that are at risk for losing funding, but he's threatening to withhold this money from the state. But all of a sudden, he has these hundreds of thousands of dollars to send the fucking National Guard to go, defend the ICE facility, against, savage protesters or whatever. Mind you, like the protests in outside of the ICE facility have not been this like wild thing, like nothing that's gotten, even to the levels that, other states have rightfully gotten to. Like in the beginning, yes, around, late May, mid June, in the beginning there was maybe generously 200 people outside of the ICE facility, and that's how a lot of people found out where the fucking the ICE facility is. It's actually the ICE facility in Portland is like right next to like one of our biggest hospitals in Portland. And like our biggest hospital campus, and it's also like in the middle of like a residential and commercial area. So like across the street from the fucking ICE facility is like a sushi spa and a bunch of restaurants, and then right across the street is like a bunch of apartments. And like because it wasn't like super marked and like it wasn't obvious that it was a ICE facility to a lot of folks. There was also like other businesses in that same building of the ICE facility, who it wasn't until all these protests started realized like holy shit, like people are being incarcerated here, or being held, because it's not even like a full like prison situation. It's like they're only supposed to hold them for a little while there until they're like. Legal situation is figured out. But because they've actually been imprisoning people there and like keeping them longer than the, I think, allotted like 45 days, the ICE facility is at risk of losing its like business, like its rental agreement, right? And that's what's actually triggered this, because like the protesters, all my love and respect to people doing the work, but they were not they didn't show up with a plan. It wasn't until certain activists who have been doing this anti-ICE work for some time came into the the protesters gathering and being like, hey, this is cute that you guys are doing this, but actually we have been doing this for like a decade, because like when the ICE facility moved there was already like community members who are protesting it, and they've been trying to get this like petition to take off in city council to revoke their license, for not a full decade, but for some years now, because during their first stint, of these activists, like, a decade ago, they realized that, like, just camping out there, like, was not very conducive to success because a lot of them just ended up traumatized and, lost, a lot of things in the process, and they were like, this is actually not super effective. Let's hit him the legal way. And so once they rounded up enough support for that, and city council listened and was like, started threatening to remove ICE because of their violations, like, then ICE all of a sudden, then Trump all of a sudden declares like this emergency that requires, like, the National Guard. Meanwhile, like, Portland dealt with this horrific situation in the most Portland way, by, white lading city council and really getting, getting a lot of work done and almost getting them out, even with ICE having the backing of the National Guard. What they did is actually like they shuck a beehive. Now there's a bunch more people out there. And over the weekend, there was a protest against the National Guard and folks showed out. It wasn't as big as the No Kings protest by any, stretch of the imagination, but I would estimate that they're back to getting like 200 people, 100 people to, show out on weekends. Something that hadn't happened, but since Donald Trump wanted to, usurp, Oregon's National Guard, this is how the city responds. And already the governor and the mayor are, responding to Trump directly, being like, hey, why are you spending all this money on this shit when, like, we've asked you for money to help us with homelessness and with other problems in the city that can actually, better the city, and instead you're making us worse.
And they're also deployed in Chicago right now, right? I think I saw that also as well.
I'm not sure if they're still making their rounds in LA, but Chicago, DC, and I guess not Portland for sure. Like, he's so
No.
fixated on us. It's kind of ridiculous over here in
It's like
Portland.
Antifa headquarters. To
Girl,
them, you know.
I think he's still punishing us for 2020. I think there's a bit of him that thinks that his inability to control Portland's anti-police protests of 2020, I think he blames that for making him look like he's not in power. And so that's one of the things that he's got out here. Also, Portland, in case you don't know, like, was essentially a sun downtown for a very long time. So, like, there are, like, bastions of white supremacy here, as there are in all America. But there's like a uniqueness to Portland, the city itself, being, this super progressive space while being surrounded by a bunch of, white supremacists all around, and a lot of white supremacist history that still, affects the city itself, but the state at large.
Well, that's a recap of everything that's happened within the last week of September, because right, tomorrow's the last day of September. So this month has just been
Oh my God.
a lot.
Happy first half of fucking of Hispanic Heritage Month.
Oh, Hispanic Heritage Month. Yes, that's right. It's already, yeah, it's done. I can't believe September's over. Oh my God.
Yeah, but over here in Portland, we're rallying the troops, we're putting women and women first. Have you seen all the memes about, like, Portland combating Donald Trump, or like the ravaged Donald? And it's just like
No, I haven't.
a bunch of clips of Portlandia. And it's like, does Donald Trump know that there's a bunch of lesbians in Portland that will take off their flannels? And it's like Portland, if anything, like the thing that's fucking up Portland is that like the downtown hasn't recovered. So it's still like a ghost town down there. So it's kind of wild that like Donald Trump keeps calling this shit hell over here when like the issue is actually that there's not like real cities have quote unquote hell. Like they have bustling, shit. Portland right now is a pretty dead. And I mean, a big part of that is like COVID really fucked up a lot of shit over here, and hasn't recovered and could use those fucking National Guard dollars to get its shit right. But instead, Donald Trump is over here terrorizing immigrants and the communities that care about them. So, like, fuck off.
Yes, anything else you'd like to add
About
before we
Portland.
ro so,
Portland is
ice
hell.
Portland.
Portland is hell. He called it hell also a couple of weeks back. And Portland is hell because the weather's ass and the city doesn't have the money to fucking prepare for it. So we don't have snow plows. So when it snows here, everything shuts down for weeks. And, you have to fucking stock up like it's the end of the world. And it rains and it's foggy all the fucking time. And that's made people like this one time. My friends are visiting in October, and there was like a stop on the bridge, and I was like, I was pretty tipsy, and I was like, oh, somebody's probably trying to off themselves, and like, yeah, somebody was trying to off themselves, and that's Portland weather for you, it fucking makes people real sad, and the other thing is of course the whiteness, like, yeah, I was like saying that Portland's very progressive, but hey, there's a lot of racist progressive people here, So those are the things that make it hell. Not whatever the fuck else Donald Trump was talking about. And oh yeah, the third thing making it hell is of course the fucking ICE facility. Like that's inside of a fucking business building where all the other businesses were like, hey, we don't agree with this shit happening too. But can you please stop like banging pots and pans at all times of the day? Because we also have to do work. So that's Portland, baby.
Is there only one ice facility?
That I know of, yeah. Like the main
Interesting.
one is like, yeah. Because we're a sanctuary city too. Like, we're a sanctuary city, we're a sanctuary state.
All right. Well, I think that wraps up. I'm sure. Oh, no, there was one big story that we did not talk about
TikTok
that we were going to talk about.
Israel.
TikTok. Yes. Do you want to start that?
Yeah, so you know how TikTok was being shut down under Biden, because Biden was like, if this, the Chinese are taking your data and we can't trust them and we have to be shut down. But then Trump came in and it was like, actually, I've made a deal with China to keep this app up, and there was going to be a sale later that we're going to figure out. But for now, it's still up. And then all of a sudden, everybody's TikTok algorithm got a lot more right wing than it already was. Thank you, Joe Biden, for threatening to shut down TikTok for supposedly stealing our data. Everything steals your data, and Meta should be the one that's being should be fucking shut down because that motherfucker has multiple times gone to court for the amount of data leaks and times that people have been in danger and the type of violent content that has been allowed to roam free on Meta. But on TikTok, you can't even say Palestine without getting flagged, and you can't even like criticize like the president or the government without getting flagged. But TikTok is now being sold and split into parts in America where it's gonna join like one of the five conglomerates that own all the fucking media in America. And on top of that, Israel is paying to meet has met with very many American media, social media influencers, and told them that TikTok is the most important weapon in the fight to secure Israel's base on the right. So I think I already talked to y'all about how a couple weeks ago Taylor Lorenz published that article where like the Democrats, I believe, are trying to get like all these TikTok influencers to, it was trying to pay them actually big bucks to try to make the Democratic Party look great. Well, the Republicans are doing the same, or the conservatives are trying to do the same under Israel. Netanyahu was actually on in a press conference recently where he said that TikTok is the most important weapon right now, and saying that the other key platform right now is X. And he urged content creators to secure support on the right for the Israeli government. And so I just want to highlight that, like, when journalists were calling out the fact that, like, Israel and the government were trying to buy off TikTok, they were called anti-Semitic. Here we are, bitch. Here we are. What do you have to say now that, like, you're like the literal fucking prime minister of Israel is literally saying, like, yeah, we're basically trying to take over TikTok so that we can influence, like, global politics. Furthermore, this is me pointing. It's telling
Like
that, it's telling
me.
that, like, there was this big, like, hoopla about, like, this fear of, like, oh, the Chinese government is taking our data, but the Israeli government and their, like, fucking super advanced, like, war technology, like, we're not afraid of that. How does that make sense?
So, I'm not really on TikTok, but
Oh, no, I fucking hate
I you know,
TikTok.
yeah,
I
I
will
think I'm too
say that
old
I
for
hate TikTok.
TikTok, to be quite
I
honest.
just my fr my brain is fried enough. I can't take the constant, like, and I don't feel like TikTok is also, like, a very, like, give and take type of platform. Like, I don't know. Yeah, and I don't know about ever posting. I feel like I'm way too old for that shit.
Same. So good luck to all the people out there on TikTok,
Yeah.
because there are these influencers, like the next day were already making videos. I saw one. I don't know these people. Why would I know them? But someone that was like, oh, this is like one of the TikTokers, influencers, whatever we're calling them, that was in the meeting, because they actually met with him. Like, they actually
Yeah.
sat down and had a conversation with him, which is wild. And like one of them made like an 8 minute long TikTok talking about that meeting and saying that APAC is not the villain and that Israel is not affiliated with APAC. Like,
What
bitch, what are
the
you talking
fuck?
about? So it's like they're already on there making those videos. And like, obviously, to people that are informed and aware, is it's easy to spot the lies and stuff, but especially to younger people on that app. That's why, in his own words, this is like the, what did he say? The weapon?
Yeah,
This is like
the most important weapon.
most important weapon for to advance like propaganda.
Basically, yeah.
Basically, yeah. So I'm sure we missed other stories that maybe we'll come back around to
Yeah.
next week, because shit is always happening. Apparently, I don't know, maybe October will be
Chill. Maybe everything will be super
chill.
chill. Everybody will
Yeah,
just chill
right.
out.
Everyone will just chill the fuck out for Halloween, please.
Oh my God. I'm just trying to be a slut. Oh my God. Everybody chill and just let me wear a little outfit.
Silence.
Yeah.
Yes. But anyway, what has made you less bitter within this last week?
I don't have a thumb cast anymore. So now I just have a thumb splint. I had fractured my thumb playing dodgeball, and I have been in a cast for a couple weeks now. So, getting that off and starting to work on recovering the thumb is made me a little less bitter, but I'm still super frustrated. Yeah.
All right. Well, congrats, I guess. Happy healing to you. What
What's made
made
you less
me
this?
l I was thinking about this, because I'm like, there's just, I actually don't have, I want to say what made me more bitter. Can we do that?
Oh, sure.
Because and
Okay, you can use the
I'm
same
not.
thing for me. It's like, Still my thumb. That made me more bitter because why am I not healed?
I'm not gonna go into whole detail yet about this movie, but I saw what movie did, what did I tell you it was called? Not
One more
One
battle.
Battle After the Other.
Okay.
One Battle After the Other.
Close.
Saw that movie last night and it pissed me the fuck off. And I don't even know if it pissed me off. I'm still I'm like, I'm gonna write or post about this movie and my thoughts and analysis and why I didn't like it. And then at the same time, like, this movie had didn't even have any depth to it to where I need to be doing all that. That's how bad it was. Like, it just pissed me off. It pissed me off, and it pissed me off that I saw so many people that I follow that are leftist leaning, if anything, praising this fucking movie. And I'm just confused. And if you saw this movie and you liked it, I don't know. Tell me what maybe I'm missing something. Tell me what did you like about this fucking movie? Because it pissed me off, really. But yeah.
Damn.
That's all. That's all I got. That's all I got. The only thing is, like, I guess, you know, September's done and we're getting closer to the end of the year. And these next 3 months, I'm looking forward to because I got shit to do, events to attend, friends to see. My birthday's coming up. So these last 3 months, hopefully, are just make up for the shitty year. Someone tweeted something like, "This year feels like I've been awake during surgery or something." And I
That's
was
real.
like, that's really.
But also
So.
stop taking recommendations from other people and just listen to me about what you should watch.
Yes. I didn't even. The reason that I saw that movie, because again, I didn't really know what it was about going into it at all. I just knew it was Leonardo DiCaprio, Benicio del Toro. I knew that they had filmed on location here in El Paso, which was exciting, which is why I think a lot of people here wanted to see it, because, like, you know, yay, El Paso, like we got to see it on the screen or whatever. And then people started saying it was good, and I was like, okay, interesting. You know, like I didn't really know what it was going to be about. I honestly thought it was going to be like about cartels and something at the US-Mexico border, because that's the only reason people fucking come here to do those kinds of films or whatever, you know? But yeah, it's just a mess. A mess. And I want to point out that Leonardo DiCaprio and Sean Penn are in this movie, and Leonardo DiCaprio's character is supposed to be this like leftist, if we're gonna call him a revolutionary, or maybe just like a leftist Antifa type of character, whatever. And Sean Penn is the, I don't, it's this movie, a lot of this movie doesn't even make fucking sense. I want to say Sean Penn's character is just in the military. He's like some, he's just in the fucking military, so he's like the villain, right? And both of the, okay, whatever. The point is that Sean Penn today or yesterday made some statement about, actually, me.
How he loves the military?
About what?
About what? About how he loves the military?
It was about Trump or ICE.
Oh my God.
Like, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm pulling up the Sean Penn thing, but I want to say Leonardo DiCaprio's character is like playing this like leftist revolutionary, if we're calling him that, whatever. And it's like this man is trying to build hotels in Israel.
Oh my God. So Leonardo
Yes,
DiCaprio
and
character?
no, Leonardo DiCaprio in real life just made a deal with an
Oh yeah,
Israeli
you're
company
right.
to build hotels in
Yes.
occupied Palestine,
Correct.
even though he's supposed to be like some pro-revolutionary in this movie. And then Sean
Yes.
Penn says that we need people like Charlie Kirk in politics to promote open
Oh
discussions
my
and compromise
God.
on social issues. And again, he played the villain in this movie, but it's like he this whole movie is just a fucking mess. And it's actually very, people want to, I think, view it as this like pro-revolutionary, pro-leftist somehow movie about what's happening right now in these times. And it's just like a stereotype and a caricature of like all of the leftist movement, of revolutionaries, of black women revolutionaries specifically. It's so, the way that they talk about this black woman revolutionary, like, it's just whatever. I'll talk about it later, but it's just a fucking mess and I hated it. I hated it. But anyway, that's
Anyway,
all I got.
yeah, thank y'all for joining us. All right.
Bye.
Bye.